Good morning and welcome to a Raider Wrap on the first day of October 2022. Can you believe it? We're already into October. It's crazy how time has passed. We'll get you up to date with all the scores and highlights and everything going on here this morning in the Raider Wrap. And we'll have Liz Campbell will give you a little scoreboard update here coming up in just a couple minutes, along with Evan Lowy. He'll be interviewing Emerson Garley, along with Ayla Puppy. And Liz will have an interview with Cross Country Anna Forbird. And in case you were just curious, to get you up to date, the Owatonna took down your Northfield Raiders last night, 21-19. We got a full program for you today, so if we get a few minutes, we'll try to track down Brent, but that's the updated score that we have right there, and a real nail-biter, so that was unfortunate for them, but they've got Rochester Century coming up, and that will be, I believe, their homecoming this weekend for the Northfield Raiders. It is, of course, Saturday, October 1st, the 274th day of 2022, and there's 91 days left in the year. Today, a chance of some showers, maybe later this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Tonight looks like a slight chance of some showers before 8 o'clock, then a chance of some light sprinkles, mostly cloudy and a low around 50. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 70. Then for Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 51. Sunny skies and 73 again for Monday and cooling off to around 56. Temperatures will remain pretty steady throughout the rest of the week and dropping down towards the end of the week. So maybe a little cold front action rolling in. But for the most part, I don't know. We got some clouds up there. They're all over the place. A little partly cloudy skies and about 58 currently in the Northfield area. So welcoming to the studio this morning is head coach Northfield Raiders volleyball team, Tim Tortensen. Tim, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, I'm doing all right. You guys were on a tear there for a while. You were ranked number one in the state.
Yep.
And then you were actually 14th in the country, I believe.
Yes.
And then you you had this little tournament up there in Apple Valley, and mm-hmm. you kind of ran into a Marshall team that was pretty good. And, I mean, everybody in that tournament seemed to be ranked in some form or fashion. So, yep. I mean, you were on a roll. Things were going. How did the gals take it when they went up against Marshall, when that buzzsaw showed up?
I think they took it okay. We, we hadn't lost a set yet. And that's always concerning sometimes, just because you don't know how, when you do face adversity, how you're going to react to it. But Marshall came out with a game plan and they executed it. And, our team is big on getting kills. We have big hitters, and they played defense and dug us, and we couldn't respond to it. So, they went through, they had a game plan for the whole tournament. They went through and won the whole tournament.
Oh, wow.
They're 3A. So they're the class below us. And they beat all the top ranked 4A teams. So they're always a solid team. But I would say, we needed some adversity and we got it there. We lost to Eastridge on Saturday too, who was also ranked, but those teams at the top, like the top five or six teams in the state, on any given day can beat each other. Wayzata just lost to Champlain Park this week. And so it's going to be a mix at the top kind of the whole year, I think. So
when they lost to Marshall, did that have any lingering effect, do you think, against Eastridge, or was Eastridge just playing that well?
I think it maybe did a little bit. And, I think it was kind of a smack in the face for us to get beat like that, 'cause it wasn't even close. The first set was we only scored 14, and I think we got maybe 18 in the second. To have that adversity, like I said, is good. But I think it affected us a little bit the next day. We just weren't quite on our game. But then we ended the tournament beating Egan again. So, I mean, that was good. And we've kind of been on a little bit of a roll since then. So, like I said, I think it was good for us. It's never good to get losses, but it was good for us to face some of that adversity. And I think it'll make us stronger as we move into the season.
Well, I was going to say, it builds a little bit of character. You have to look back at the game a little bit and just see where you may have done something that you maybe could have improved upon, or something like that, or somebody else could have stepped up. But, sports is about winning and losing. You know, everyone gets a trophy mentality, maybe what's going on, but it's good to have to do that once in a while so that you recognize. And like you said, you fought back against Egan, and you swept them 2-0. So that was good.
Yep.
Then you went up against a tough Rochester Century, and they took you right down to the wire, 3-2. So, but you came out with the victory again.
Yeah. Century was undefeated up until this game. They don't play quite the schedule that we play. They play a lot of smaller schools down in the Rochester area. They had won their tournament. That tournament also has some of those smaller schools. But they're a solid team. We came in, and I think we played at the top of our game for the first two sets, and it really wasn't that close. And then in the third and the fourth, we started making some errors, and they started playing a little bit better. But there again, too, to go in and win the first two, and then you lose the next two, that's kind of the worst way to do it, because then you're going into the fifth without any momentum. But I was really proud of the girls, because they turned it around, and we pretty much dominated that fifth set after losing the third and the fourth. So there again, too, I don't think we've had many five-setters in the last, 3 years in the Big Nine. So we had Mayo last year a couple times, but that's about it. So to get those five-set matches, again, it just helps with, I think, when you go into the playoffs at the end of the year, that you've had that adversity of winning, then losing, and then coming back and winning again. So all of those experiences, I think, are going to help us.
I mean, you had an undefeated season up until September 23rd, and you defeated everybody. You swept them every time. It was either 2-0 or 3-0, depending on it. And it wasn't until Marshall that we experienced that first loss. So, and again, to go 3-2 and fight back, but then you came back against Austin just the other night.
Yeah.
Swept them again.
Yeah.
So, you've still got, what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, looks like 5 games. We got one against Mayo, one against John Marshall.
Yep.
You've got Albert Lea, Winona, Faribault.
Yep.
I don't want you to make predictions or anything like that.
No, that's totally fine. And then so Mayo's going to be our next toughest. Albert Lea, Austin, I was looking at the Big Nine, just the whole schedule and the rankings in the Big Nine, and there are only 3 teams that have overall winning records, us, Mayo, and Century. And so some of those games, hopefully for us, will be sweeps. Mayo's going to be, like I said, the toughest one, and that should decide if we win the conference too. Obviously we have to play all of them out,
sure,
but the Mayo one is the one that we're looking at as the big one, so, because they beat us last year twice. They beat us in regular season in a 3-2 match, and then they beat us in the section semifinals, same thing, in a 3-2 match, both at their place. So this year we're playing here. So we have a great fan section, and hopefully the home court will help. And then we head to Lakeville tournament. That one's not on the schedule.
That's after John Marshall?
Yeah, and that's always another good tournament. You got a bunch of ranked teams at that one too, so... we've got
that doesn't have anything to do with the conference, or
no,
it's just something you're gearing up for playoffs.
It does sometimes affect, like, if we end up playing North or South, Lakeville North or South, they'll both be there. I think Mayo's there too. That can affect seeding for the section for sure. Right now, I would say we hopefully have the number one seed, because we beat Lakeville North when we played out at the Marshall tournament. So, sometimes you want to play them again, sometimes you don't want to play them again. And we beat South out at the Marshall tournament too. So we have some big matches coming up that'll help determine the section seedings.
Tim Tortenson, the head coach of the volleyball team, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. Where now did the ranking go? Did you, because of that tournament, I mean, and you're playing some really good teams. So
we dropped down to 3. So we're 3rd right now. We lost our national rank. Wayzata was also nationally ranked, and they fell out of the national ranking too. So it ended up, Wayzata was 1 after this last weekend. North was 2 and we were 3. So, and that'll get all mixed up again, because Wayzata lost to Champlin Park, and I think Champlin was 4 or 5. So it'll be interesting to see where we end up. The rankings come out every Sunday night. So
I'm pretty confident that you as coach are telling the girls, don't even pay attention to that number. No. Pay attention to the next game.
Right, because it moves around so much. And it's, you know, if you're not playing at these tournaments, we're playing, you know, some of the big nine teams. And even winning 3-0 or us going 5 with Century could affect our rankings too. So we just have to focus on what we're doing, kind of the cliche, and worry about us and not worry about the rankings so much.
Do you do anything different? You said that Marshall had a game plan against you, mm-hmm. and that they were going to sit back and defend you.
Yep.
Do you change your offense-defensive schemes from team to team?
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely do, especially some of the teams that, you know, give us a lot of grief, like Mayo. We'll scout them. We'll watch tape on them. Their team from last year is essentially the same team that they have back this year, except for their libero. So we'll watch what they do. We talk about it in practice. And then we use, like, the 2 or 3 days before whoever our opponent is that we're playing to kind of prepare and... You know, we know what they do, so we adjust what we're doing for it. So, yeah, we definitely do that.
Well, she's a little stumbling block, but you're back on your feet. You win three again in a row. It looks like you've got Albert Lea in just a couple of days, Monday. And it is home, so that's good. So you got a little home field advantage there. Winona, how is Winona?
Not good.
Not very. No, I was going to say
they're at
the
bottom of the conference this year. They're not
struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Are they struggling for participants too? I thought there was something to do with how many athletes that they had in that
area.
Yeah,
I think so. I thought I'd heard that too, that they just don't have the numbers that they used to. So
how many people on your team this year?
On just like our varsity team. We have 12.
Oh, well, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you see. So then do you get the JV?
Yep.
How many you get on JV then?
Probably 11 or 12 on there. And then we have the B squad with 11 or 12. And then we have... like 2 ninth grade teams with a total of like 18 players. So our numbers were down. This year they were kind of back up to where they usually are. So, but we usually keep 10 or 12 on the varsity and that's it. So
does everyone get the chance to get into the game or does you stay with 6?
Nope. We usually play like 6 to 8 depending on what offense we're doing or what we're running. We'll play anywhere, from 6 to 8 or 9 players. And that's pretty much it. If we're up by a lot, then I try to get as many people in as we can. But that's always a difficult situation because it's not like basketball that's on a timed thing. You know,
right.
You could be up by a lot and then the other team runs on you and comes back. But I would say from 6 to 12, or I'm sorry, from 1 through 12, all of our players can compete on the court. So...
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate you stopping in on this Sunday morning or Saturday morning. What day is it? I can't remember.
It's Saturday,
What
yeah.
do you do? I mean, you had tournaments all the week. Now what do you do? I'm confused. What are you doing?
I got to go home and do all the work that I haven't done the last few weekends that we've been at tournaments. So that's what I'll be doing today.
Honey-do list. Something
that's
like
right.
that. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming in. Wish you the best of luck. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how things are going.
Yep.
Shoot me some information once in a while. Just, you know, drop something in it. I'll mention it up and we'll just kind of see where you're at. But
sounds good.
Then after you get done with Rochester John Marshall and you go to Lakeville, then it's the sections, right?
Correct. And actually, it's the, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's after this Mayo weekend.
After
so
the Mayo
the
weekend?
14th, the weekend of the 14th or
so.
That
the, so, and then you'll finish out with Faribault and Rochester after that.
And then we do the section seating the weekend, the Sunday after MEA. So we'll play that, John Marshall. Then that next weekend is the seating meeting. So
right. Yep. And then. So then you get the sections and then state.
Yep. And so the first round of sections, I think, is the last weekend in October.
Okay. So it's into November before you're done. So you'll be done before Thanksgiving, though.
Yes. The state tournament, I believe, is the second weekend, always in November. So.
Okay.
Yep.
And where is that held at?
XL Energy Center.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
That ought to be fun.
Yeah.
Plenty of room for people to come up and see you.
Exactly.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. Tim Tortensen, head coach of the Northfield Raiders volleyball team, joins us this morning. We've got more sports and Raider. Meet the Raider. It's all coming up right here on 95.1 The One.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Are you ready for LASIK? Well, don't worry. We've got you covered. From St. Peter to Dodge Center, Northfield to Austin, Manorville to Mankato, Waterville to Winona. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We are your Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists.
Richie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RichieEyeClinic.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while. The coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's Best Auto Repair Shop. Stop at 701 Division Street and visit the staff at Witt Brothers, nominated as the best mechanics in southern Minnesota, to make sure your vehicle is ready for all of your summer travel plans. Visit Witt Brothers in downtown Northfield to make sure you get the best service for all of your automotive, maintenance, and repair needs. The voters have spoken, and when you need the best of the best, Witt Brothers is here for you.
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080. If you'd like to listen back to any of the information that we talk about today, you can go to kymnradio.net and catch all of it right here on KYMN. Don't forget also, you can go to catch some of our games with the Northfield Raiders. Of course, unfortunately, were defeated last night by Owatonna in Owatonna. 21-19 was the final score there. And their next opponent will be Rochester Century coming up this Friday for homecoming. We are going to take a quick look at what's going on with the weather forecast today as I stall a little bit. I'm hoping to get Beth LeCan onto the phone here in just a second, and they're down in Rochester. It's the Big Nine Showdown. Yeah, it's the Big Nine Conference. So they're down there. We're going to get some live feedback from what's happening down there. And that, of course, is the Big Nine Conference Finals down there in Rochester. Today, a chance of some sprinkles, mostly cloudy, a high of 70. Tonight, looks like a little chance of some sprinkles here and there, cooling off to around 50. Tomorrow, sunshine as the Vikings take on the New Orleans Saints in London. That's great. You get to wake up first thing in the morning and watch football. Gotta love it. It's going to be mostly sunny skies and a high of 70, so the football game will be over. You'll have the entire afternoon to get out and enjoy it. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 51, and then sunshine and 73 again on Monday. For Monday night, it's going to slight chance of some showers, cooling off to about 56. Tuesday, a little bit of chance of showers, overcast skies, and 71. We're at 58 with overcast skies in the valley. It is 20 minutes after 10 o'clock right here on 95.1 The One. Let's kick it over to the phone lines and just see if Beth has made it back. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
She's there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. It's the Big Nine Showdown from Rochester, and joining us live, head coach or co-head coach Beth LeCan. How you doing? What's going on down there right now?
Well, we just started playing after about a one-hour rain delay.
Ah.
So we were supposed to start at 9 a.m., and the players just went out now. So, we're just about an hour behind schedule, but it's clearing up now, so I think we'll be good to go for the rest of the day.
So you did not get to go inside. Are some teams inside?
No. No, nobody's playing inside.
Okay.
If we were to get rained out, you know, we would just, it would probably just be canceled.
Oh, that would be a bummer. But at least we're going to try to get it in. Looks like things are going to hold off for the most part. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do for? So now they're out on the course. They've been sitting around for an hour. I don't know. If, and you know, I don't know if they're what they're doing. If they're stretching or working out or what are they doing during that time?
Well, we all just sat in our cars because it was raining. So
was it that it was hard enough? It was raining hard, huh?
Well, not that hard, but not worth sitting outside for. So we just sat in the car. And actually, so at my site, I am at Rochester Century High School. And at this site, we are playing the fourth singles, all the fourth singles players, and all the third doubles players. So we have 8 courts to get all these matches on. My number 4 singles player is Lucy Boland, who you talked to a minute ago. And so she's playing here, and she has a bye for her first round. And that is based on, it's like a seeding. So we compare all the records for all these positions, and Lucy had a good enough record that she earned a bye for her first round.
Nice.
She's just kind of waiting around, and she's going to start just kind of getting warmed up here in a little bit. And then my third doubles team is Grace LaCan and Mia Natishan. They also had a good enough record to earn a bye for their first round. So they are also waiting.
So we're 2-0. We're 2-0, and we haven't even started yet. It's awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so. Yeah, well, it's just a little bit more waiting around, though, because we already were going to wait for that bye. Now we have the rain delay, so
how many,
a little bit.
Do you have to jump around from, court to court to court because there's so many teams?
Yeah, so, I mean, with me today, since I only have 2 of my teams here, I will just have the 2 courts. But we're at 4 different sites today, so we have... Coach Elizabeth is at Kutsky Park. That's the main site where they have about 15 courts. The singles players are, some of the singles players are there. Our assistant coach, Tori, is at, Rochester Mayo High School, and she'll have a few players with her. And then we also have a 4th site, which is Rochester JM High School, and we have a couple of exhibition matches going on there.
Where's your number one doubles at today?
Number one doubles, Courtney and Gabby, they are at Mayo High School.
Okay, and so they'll do you have, is it just 1 through 4? Is that what you have?
For doubles?
Singles and doubles.
Singles is 4. There's 4 positions for singles, and there's 3 positions for doubles.
Okay, and everybody's playing today?
Everybody's playing, and it's double elimination, so everyone will get at least 2 matches.
So
there's a consolation bracket as well.
I was going to say, are you going to be done today then? Or because of that, will you go into tomorrow?
It's all going to be done today. That's the plan. So sometimes, you know, the more you win, the longer you stay. So we kind of hope to be here for the long haul. And I believe the championship matches will be played. We'll all move over to Kutsky Park later in the day. So... because they have the most courts there.
Right.
So we're hoping, we're planning on heading over there later today for some finals.
Well, yeah, if you win. So how many teams are down there now? Just the big 9?
So there's 12. Yep, just the big 9. So 12 teams.
And everyone is represented. Does everyone else have a full roster, if you will?
Yep. And these are all teams, you know, so we've played every team. I think tennis might be unique in that we play all 12 teams play each other regular season, but then we also end the season with this conference tournament. And that is today is more of an individual tournament. So there's place, you know, you can place 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and for consolation, that's all individual based.
Awesome. So what's the prediction here? What are you thinking? Where do you guys fall?
Well, we had a good season. A lot of our girls have pretty good records. Of course, Gabby and Courtney at number 1 doubles. They were 10-1. The only team they lost to was Mayo. And so today, potentially, they could face Mayo in the final if, you know, they make it. So we're hoping for a good turnout there.
And, you know, all the girls, we had pretty good records. So we've got some byes here in the first round. So we're hoping to see some more finals.
Where do we go from here after this weekend?
After today? So today's the end of all conference play, and then we start team sections are this Tuesday, hopefully at home. I think we'll have a high enough seed that we'll play that match at home on Tuesday. And if we win, I believe we will play Thursday.
Okay.
Not sure where.
And then if you advance from there?
If we advance from there, I'm not sure when the next match is. It, potentially Friday.
Wow. A lot of tennis.
But yeah, it's been a few years since we've made it that far. So it'd be great if we could make it past that second match tonight. So I'm not totally sure where and when that one is.
Sure.
But.
Just focus on today, I guess, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So there's, you know, anyone can win, right? So I mean, is it, how many matches do you think, if you keep winning, how many times would they play today?
I think you have to win 3 matches to make it to the final. So, excuse me. So the girls that have byes, their first round, we really only have to win 2 matches to get to the final.
And is that best of 3 or 5?
The sets?
Yeah.
They play 2 out of 3 sets.
Okay.
So no one would play 5 sets except for professional men's tennis. In high school, we just play best 2 out of 3 sets. And I believe in lieu of a third set, they just play a super tiebreaker.
Okay.
So if one team wins the first set, the other team wins the second set, so you've split the sets, then you would just play a super tiebreaker to decide the match.
Which is basically 1 point at a time until somebody wins by 2, is that correct?
It's first person to 10,
okay.
And you have to win by 2.
Got it. So if you get, if it's 10-9, you keep going.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
All righty, so that could extend the time. There's no time limit on that either, right?
Yeah, there's no time limit. So, yeah, some of these can be pretty lengthy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you jumping on, and I wish Lucy the best of luck as well, who took the phone call initially. So, Beth,
yes.
I will let you get going. I told you I didn't want to hold you up, and you know, I know you're busy down there, so we wish you the best of luck on the Big Nine Conference. Big Nine Showdown in Rochester, the Northfield Raiders, Beth LeCan, joining me this morning. Thank you so much, and good luck to you and the team.
Yes, thank you so much.
All righty. That is Beth LeCan, head coach of the Northfield Raiders. We'll have more sports coming up with Meet the Raider. It's all right around the corner right here on 95.1 The One.
Things never get boring at Graphic Mailbox, and you can be part of it. It's fun and fast-paced, whether it's shipping packages, making copies, or selling greeting cards. We help Northfield residents connect to each other and people around the world. And we're looking for members to join our team right now. Just go to graphicmailbox.com and contact us. Graphic Mailbox, connecting people in the River Park Mall.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. A development that's been very popular with people from Rice County is Pete's Hill. Located in Elko, the development has extra large single family lots and twin home lots available. It's located on the highest point in Scott County. Barrier-free twin homes have 30-foot deep garages and over 3,300 square feet available. Come visit us during the Parade of Homes.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
When it comes to your business, it's important to have a financial partner who looks out for your future. Hi, I'm Jody, and at Merchants Bank, we want to play a role in the growth of your business. Whether it's funding a business expansion, helping you pay for new equipment, or finding the best way to maximize your retirement savings, we're here every step of the way. Are you prepared for the next year? Call me or stop into Merchants Bank and talk to one of our bankers about a financial checkup today, subject to approval.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
And we welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1, the 1 and AM 1080. Just a quick update. Izzy Balvin, the number 3 singles match, just won her first round at the Big 9 down there in Rochester. We just listened to head coach Beth LeCann, and you can listen back to KYMNradio.net anytime you want to. Just go to programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then click down to the archives and click on today's date, and you can listen back to what Tim Tortensen had to say and Beth LeCann as well. Let's get up to date with Liz Campbell.
Hello, I am Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider scoreboard. Raider boys soccer defeated undefeated Winona 5-0 this Tuesday. Leading the way for the Raiders was senior captain Leah Runstad, who had a hat trick. Juniors Manny Ramirez and Garrison Giza both had a goal. On Thursday, the Raiders battled a hard-fought game against Rochester Mayo for the conference championship. They fell a little short and lost to Rochester Mayo 1-2. Sophomore Tate Narverson scored his very first varsity goal. This past Tuesday, the Northfield girls soccer hosted their annual Lace for the Cure game. They lost 1-3 against Winona. Olivia Rasmussen kicked the ball in for Raiders. On Thursday, they lost to Rochester Mayo 0-1. Gator girls swim and dive competed against Owatonna this week. They continue their winning streak to 5-0 on the season. Girls tennis continues to excel this season. They defeated Farmington 6-1 this week on senior night. Best of luck to the tennis players as they start postseason matches later on today. The cross-country teams competed in Farmington this Thursday. Peyton Quass led the girls' team with a time of 19:52. The team went on to finish second. Nathan Amundsen led the boys' team to a 10th-place finish with a time of 17:10. Northfield girls' volleyball team beat Rochester Century on Tuesday this week. In a hard-fought night, they pulled ahead to win 3-2. This Thursday, they defeated Austin with ease in 3 sets. Sydney Janes led the team with 14 kills. Thank you for listening and tuning in next week for another Northfield Sports Update.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hunting season is right around the corner. Out in the woods, you line up your scope. Wouldn't it be nice to be glasses-free? No fogging or steaming. Time for LASIK. With 25 years of experience and 25,000 procedures, we are your experienced Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's Best Auto Repair Shop. Stop down to 701 Division Street and visit the staff at Witt Brothers, nominated as the best mechanics in Southern Minnesota, to make sure your vehicle is ready for all of your summer travel plans. Visit Witt Brothers in downtown Northfield to make sure you get the best service for all of your automotive, maintenance, and repair needs. The voters have spoken, and when you need the best of the best, Witt Brothers is here for you. Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap. The Northfield Raiders boys football team lost to Owatonna last night 21-19, dropping them to 3-2-0, tied with New Prague and Owatonna. And they will take on Rochester Century for homecoming, followed by the undefeated Mankato West on Friday, October 14th. In another update from the Big Nine, from your Big Nine showdown over in Rochester, the girls, Marie Lubinsky and Maya Deschamps, also seniors, both won their first set in the opening rounds this morning. Let's get up to date with Meet the Raider. It's all right here on KYMN.
Hi, this is Evan Lowe, and you're listening to Meet the Raider on this week's Raider app. Today in the studio, we have hockey and golf superstar Emerson Garley and hockey superstar Ayla Puppy. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you guys for being in here today. So this marks the first month of school being done. How has it been looking for you guys?
Pretty good so far. It's been all right.
That's good to hear, Emerson.
It's been good. Definitely easing into school starting and no longer having summer, so yeah.
Yeah, for sure, Ayla. Anything that you guys are excited for in the school year?
Going to sports games probably will be fun. The atmosphere, the new atmosphere will be much different.
Especially with the new administrator and everything. So definitely a way better atmosphere than last year, a lot more positive. So it's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. You guys will probably have a lot of spectators. I remember last year you had the entire school at the state hockey tournament. So let's start off with Ayla. This summer, you were a part of a very selective U18 high school national tryout team.
Yep.
How did the tryouts work?
Well, it starts in March. So last March, you start to try out with like your section, and from your section, the top girls are chosen to compete in, it's called the festival. And then from the festival, 54 in Minnesota, just the top 54 players in Minnesota. And then from there, there's two different camps that you can make it to. You can either make it to the 16-17s camp or the Select 18 camp. And I made it to the Select 18 camp. And from there, I was chosen to be part of the 32 girls that made it to Buffalo, New York. And then now we're just waiting to see when the team comes out, and that should be late October, early November.
Yeah, that's crazy, Ayla. Do you know how many started off to get down to 32?
Well, I honestly don't know. It's the whole country trying out, so.
You made it to the top 32.
Under 18, yep.
In the nation. That's crazy. Congratulations, Ayla.
Thank you.
How would you say the experience helped you?
Well, obviously getting to play with top-level girls, it's an amazing experience to play at such a high level. So definitely will help me going into college.
Yeah, for sure. And so recently you've made your commitment. Where are you going to college to play competitive hockey?
University of Minnesota.
Congratulations, Ayla.
Thank you.
What are you most excited for?
Just to be part of the team. It's a great team culture, and they want to win, and I want to win, so yeah, works.
Yeah, for sure. How did you make your decision? Was there anything that really stuck out about Minnesota?
Well, I knew I wanted to stay close to home, so that was obviously knocked a lot of people off. So knew I wanted to stay close to home, and like I said before, it was a great team culture, and they have a winning mindset, which is something I wanted to be part of.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now let's go over to Emerson. So you had a very busy spring. You were part of the golf team. What did this past season look for you?
It was a pretty good season, some rough patches, but for the most part, it was really good. I made a lot of improvements compared to my freshman season, and then I made it to state, which was really fun.
Yeah, that's amazing, Emerson. How would you say your state experience was?
It was really fun. It was more of a learning experience this year to see what it was like, and then next year I'll hopefully climb up the leaderboard a couple spots.
Yeah, for sure. Being an underclassman, just getting that experience and getting that state experience in hockey too, to having that twice in one season, that's just amazing. So is there anything that you were really working at in the summer to lead up to this upcoming golf season?
I really focused on like my game around the green, so like my putting and chipping, to get those pretty good.
So now you guys are both hockey players, so let's take a look at this upcoming season. But before we do so, I want to know, is there anything that you guys are working on or doing in this off season to prepare yourself for the season?
Well, yeah, we just started captain's practices, so we also have a summer training program with the high school, which is run by our coach, so got a lot of girls there, which was good.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ayla. And so this past season, you guys ended it at the Excel Center for the state tournament. What did that kind of look like?
Like Emerson said before about her golf, it was a learning experience for us. It was our first time making it to state as a AA team and the third time making it in general. So it was definitely a learning experience, but it was super fun, especially getting to see everyone there supporting us.
Yeah, and then like only one girl on our team this year was on the roster when they made it last time. So it was pretty new for every single one of us.
Yeah, for sure, Emerson. Is there anything that you guys are looking at last season to work on and improve into the upcoming season?
I mean, we're always looking to improve on everything, but last year we had a really good team culture, so looking to build off of that, especially with new girls coming up, which I don't think we will have a problem with at all.
Yeah, for sure, Ayla. So at the end of your season, you guys were in AA, and I know that our school population is declining a little bit. Do you guys think that'll affect your like standings in AA, or will you move down to A, or will that be in the future?
Not in our future.
Well, they might be talking about it for our senior year, so yeah, we might go in A our senior year.
Yeah,
but
it just
that's
depends.
About it.
Our boys are A for hockey, so it just depends what how many teams there are.
Credits to you guys for being a really small school in that the smallest school in the biggest section, so it's really hard to compete against those Edina schools. So as a team, what are you guys looking to accomplish for this upcoming season?
We're hoping to make it to the state tournament for round two again, but our goal for first we have to accomplish is making it to the section final.
For sure, Emerson.
Yep, I agree.
Is there anything that you guys are looking to accomplish individually?
I'm looking to keep getting everyone involved in the play.
Yeah, somewhat like that. Get everyone involved, help each other out.
So you guys graduated Maggie Malico, who went on to play D1 hockey. And with senior girls like that, are there any underclassmen that you're looking at to fill in and really contribute to this season?
Yeah, we have our sophomore goalie, Macy, who I know will be able to fill Maggie's shoes. So I'm really looking forward to see how.
Those are big shoes to fill,
Yeah, but I know she can do it.
Yep, thank you for that, Ayla.
We have pretty good underclassmen. We have a few freshmen and then a few eighth graders trying out for the team this year, and sophomore are pretty good too.
Yeah, that'll be sweet. Getting that younger group, getting minutes in with the varsity level so you guys can continue your dynasty, hopefully. Is there anything that you guys would say is your greatest strength on the ice?
I would say our effort and speed. I think we're a really fast team who wants the puck and normally gets the puck.
Yeah, and I feel like we're really grateful for this. So, like, every game we go out there and try our hardest.
Yep. Thank you for that, Emerson. So now let's focus more on you guys a little bit. What age did you start playing hockey?
Ooh, I started skating when I was 3, but probably playing when I was 5, maybe.
Oh, wow, Ayla.
Yeah.
What do you think little 3-year-old would think to see that you're going to the U to play D1 hockey?
I don't think she'd believe it, because it's crazy how in association we used to go up to Gopher games and watch it, like everyone in the association, so it's really cool to think that I'll be there and there'll be girls in the stands watching me now.
Yeah, that's super sweet, Ayla. Thank you for that.
I was around 3 years old. I probably started skating and then probably played association 5, 6 years old.
That's crazy, Emerson. You guys started at 3. You guys are now 16, 17. That's 14, 13 years. That's insane. Yeah. Minnesota is a hockey state, I guess.
Yeah.
As juniors and becoming upperclassmen, you guys will have a little bit more control and input into the atmosphere at your guys' practices. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in the past that you guys have done or have you guys seen done to make practices fun that you guys are looking to continue?
Well, Maggie has always, and Cam last year, they were both such positive people who always brought good energy to the ice, which was something that as upperclassmen we both want to bring to the ice and just make everyone feel welcome, which I think is really important.
Yeah, for sure, Ayla.
Yeah, like she said, Maggie and Cambria did make it very fun and exciting to be there, and those are the shoes that us upperclassmen will have to fill this year.
Those will be big shoes to fill, Emerson, but I believe in you guys. Coming off of a state appearance will really just bring some energy and excitement into the season. A little segment that we've been trying to incorporate into our Meet the Raiders is the importance of mental health in athletes and how that really factors in and impacts everyone. Because as student athletes, we get a little stressed sometimes and it really can factor into our playing. What would you guys say is your favorite way or the best way that you found to relax before a big game or just getting in that right mental headspace?
Well, I just always have to remind myself that I'm there to have fun and that hockey is not my entire world and it doesn't define who I am. So just reminding myself to have fun and to relax and that I won't always get to play.
Yeah, for sure, Ayla.
Yeah, how I calm myself down is to give myself a little pep talk, and then I always do like the same thing for each game for like a pregame ritual, which we usually do with the team, and then we tape our sticks, and then, yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in today. It's been a blast having you in the studio. I know it's really early on for your upcoming season, but I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So today in the studio, we had Ayla Puppy, the U commit, and Emerson Garley, a star golf and hockey player who went to state 2 times last year. Thank you guys for listening, and if you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Evan Lowe hosting Meet the Raider on this week's Raider app. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Northfield Lines offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lines, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Things never get boring at Graphic Mailbox, and you can be part of it. It's fun and fast-paced, whether it's shipping packages, making copies, or selling greeting cards. We help Northfield residents connect to each other and people around the world. And we're looking for members to join our team right now. Just go to graphicmailbox.com and contact us. Graphic Mailbox, connecting people in the River Park Mall.
Hi, Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you a little bit about the Parade of Homes starting September 10th to October 2nd. We have 3 entries in the Parade of Homes this year. The first one's right here in Northfield in our Bluffview neighborhood. We are ready to build, and we have an information center that you can come and visit. And then we have our Pete's Hill Twin Home, all decked out, 3,300 square feet finished. Lastly is our Ensconced Woods neighborhood in Chaska. We'll have an information center up there as well.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Your hopes and dreams matter to us at Merchants Bank. That's why our job is to be your financial partner now and for what's next. Hi, I'm Brees, and I want to learn about your next big goal so I can help you get there. Have you been thinking about remodeling, college tuition, a new furnace, or RV? One of the flexible ways to pay for your big expenses is through our home equity line of credit. Or is your goal more of long-term? A savings plan could be the right fit. Give us a call at Merchants and let's talk. Subject to approval, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good. Excellent. Fantastico. Hey, we got plenty of upcoming sports coming your way yet today. The Gophers kick off in about 10 minutes or so as they take on the Purdue Boilermakers as they try to advance to 5-0. And we do have another Meet the Raider this morning. We want to get up to date with what's happening with our cross-country team, there's a lot of fun stuff that we're anticipating regarding that. And Liz Campbell goes one-on-one with Anna Forbord, the captain of the cross-country team. We had her in here with the head coach just a few weeks ago, and the optimism was high.
Hello, I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with cross-country captain Anna Forbord, and you are listening to the Raider Wrap. Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Nice.
So, you are a cross-country captain this year. How would you say last season went overall for the team?
So, I'd say last season was a pretty big success. We won the Big Nine Conference Championships for the first time in, I think, about 20 years. And everyone was really excited. We were trying to go to state, but we did not, unfortunately, go to state as a team. But I think as a team, we just grew so much last year, and we became just like really cohesive and had a lot of success together.
There's obviously the team aspect of the team, and there is the running and the competitive aspect of the team.
Yeah.
Going forward into this year, how do you want to improve the team aspect, like the togetherness and all of that?
Yeah, so I feel like we are a pretty cohesive team. So I think to improve that, we do such a good job of building each other up, and we just need to continue doing that. So we've been doing this year like meet shoutouts after the meet to shout out all of the runners, and we pick some particular people too, just to show that we're trying to make everyone be seen. And we try to do a really good job of noticing everyone's successes, and I think that's something we could even do a little bit more of too.
And going forward, how are we trying to improve the more competitive side of the team, the running and the racing?
We do a lot of planning before races, and our coach tells us basically like who to try to beat basically in the meet. So at the last meet we had in Farmington, it was look for the orange jerseys. And so when we just go really into detail about who we're trying to pass, and during the race too, our coach will tell us, eyes on that girl or try to pass that girl. Just when it becomes really specific like that, it becomes like a lot more achievable in our minds, because it's less of like a vague thing. Like, we know what we have to do. So when we talk about like who we want to beat and how many points we need to beat them, that definitely helps us improve the competitive side of it.
And what are we doing specifically in practices to help the competitive side of our running?
We push each other a lot, and in practices sometimes we can seem like we're racing, because just even on the ends of like regular easy runs or during workouts, we push each other a lot. We're assigned specific girls to try to run with or try to beat this girl, like in practice sometimes. Like, we're still trying to keep the team atmosphere there, but just the fact that we're put in very specific pacing groups and trying to stick to these girls helps with our competitive side.
And we just had a meet yesterday, right, in Farmington. How did that go for the girls' team?
I think it went really well, especially compared to the meet we had before. We still had a very good score as a team. I think we got second place at the one before that on the weekend Anoka was... we still did really well as a team, but there was a lot of like really bad race anxiety and people just getting really worked up about it. And at the race we just had yesterday, it was a lot better. People were way more calm than before and just doing a much better job with being positive. That really helped a lot with our performance, I think, because we realized that it's going to be okay. We are still going to be a team, like, even if we don't do well individually, and just putting the pressure off of ourselves led us to race faster times.
And how many meets about do we have left in this cross-country season?
We have 3 meets, and then if we qualify for state, another meet, too, in November.
And so we have another invite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have conference and sections. Looking forward to conference and sections, who are we really trying to single out and beat?
For conference, we obviously won it last year. And I'd say our biggest competitor for that is Rochester Century. They have a handful of girls who are really competitive, especially with our top 5 girls. So we will definitely look to beat them again this year. We only beat them by 1 point last year. And then for sections, Farmington and Lakeville South are our really big competitors. And Farmington is always such a powerhouse. Lakeville is too, but they're not quite as strong as Farmington, so we're going to try to get them this year and hopefully, cross your fingers, beat them and go to state.
And last year we sent one individual, Callie Graber, to state. Are we hoping going to state as a team this year? Is that in our future?
The coaches and I, we all believe that we have a good chance, but it's definitely not for sure. So we are going to work as hard as we can in these last couple weeks of the season to increase that chance and try to make it a reality to go to state. But if we do not go to state as a team, I think there's a very good chance that we could be sending multiple individuals to state.
And who would those people be?
So Callie Graber, for sure. Her best time so far this season has been 19:20, and that is a very good time for individual qualifier. So I think she will definitely go to state individually. And then there's also Peyton Kwas, who is our second fastest runner. She recently broke 20 at our meet yesterday. I think she is another strong contender. And then pretty much most of the top five varsity girls have a good chance too.
And for you personally, what do you want to see the girls team accomplish this year? Whether it's varsity, JV, them as a whole, the racing side, the competitive side, you know, just the team aspects.
Yeah, so I think more importantly than any time goal or place goal would be just our cohesiveness, like as a team. We are a very tight-knit team. We do a really good job of encouraging each other, but we need to drop all of the pre-race anxiety that we have. And obviously being nervous a little bit is good because it does help you race better, but I think by like encouraging each other even more than we already do, then we can get rid of the really bad nerves some people have before races. So I think if we can go into our postseason races confidently and just in a very calm way and present ourselves really well to the other teams, that will definitely increase our chances of doing well in the postseason. So I'd say a major goal would be having no mental breakdowns before a race, which sounds kind of funny, but I think that is actually a really good goal for our team.
I think so too. You are a captain, obviously, like I mentioned. You're also a sophomore, as I mentioned. What made you want to be a captain? Because in cross country, in a lot of sports, coaches pick the captains, but in cross country, we run for captains. So what made you want to be a captain?
Ever since I joined the team in seventh grade, I just loved it so much, and I just wanted to build on that culture of positivity and also competitiveness, because obviously we're racing, and I just really wanted to like help lead the team to its successes this year. I've had a lot of fun doing it. I really enjoy being captain. It's a great team to represent, and yeah, it's really awesome.
What are you most excited for the rest of the season? We're already a little bit more than halfway through, right? What are you excited for in this last little chunk of the season?
Yeah, I am excited for the girls to see what they can do after we taper and also see how we stack up against Lakeville South at sections. I'd say they're probably our biggest competitor. We're very close to them, and we haven't started our taper yet, so once we start running a little bit less mileage, we will be able to really fly in the postseason meets. And I just really want to see how much faster each person can get, how many more big PRs the whole team can have before the end of the season.
So as someone who is kind of nervous to join cross country, what is some advice that you would give someone who is kind of nervous to join cross country or doesn't really know how it would be?
Yeah, so I would just say just try it out and you will not regret it. The team is such a positive environment. It's amazing how accepted you will feel upon joining the team. For me, I was unsure also. I was kind of scared because there'd be so many older kids and they were kind of scary and really tall, but it's just a really great environment. And even if you don't like running, there are so many fun things we do too to just like let everyone have fun, even if running isn't your favorite thing, and you'll just feel like you have another family. So I'd say for advice, just try it out. Just come to a couple practices in the summer before the season, and you'll get a pretty good feel if cross country is right for you. But you just have to try.
This year on Meet the Raider, I have tried to keep up a little bit of a theme about mental health in athletes, and I've tried to ask each of my interviewees about their take on mental health in athletes. There's been a lot more awareness lately about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on mental health?
Yeah, so I think mental health always comes before your sports. It comes before school. It comes before pretty much everything. So I'd say if you're not enjoying the sport and if your mental health is suffering because of it, I do not believe you should continue to do that sport. And if you still love the sport but you just have like really bad anxiety around races or meets or games or something like that, you definitely have to make it a priority to try to improve that and try to find the fun in it. If that means your performance suffers a little, that's okay, because you need to be able to have fun in your sport no matter what it is. And if you're not having fun, it's just not worth it anymore.
And what is some advice that you would give someone, especially a runner, if they're having a lot of race anxiety or just a lot of mental health issues in general surrounding running?
Yeah, so I would say that the race does not matter nearly as much as you think it does. It is not the end of the world if you have a bad race or even a bad season, because you are so much more than your results on the clock when you finish a race. They do not reflect who you are, no matter if it's fast or slow or anything in between. And just know that if you're having like bad race anxiety and like think you're gonna let someone down if you do bad, just know that no one will ever be let down because of your performance. They'll be proud that you did it anyway.
Thank you all for tuning in today. You are listening to Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Again, this is KYMN 95.1, The One. Thanks for tuning in.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
And that is a wrap for this October 1st, Saturday, October 1st. It's 3 minutes after 11. We're a little bit long there today, but Gophers kick off here just right about 11 o'clock right now. Good luck to the Raiders girls tennis team as they are in Rochester right now, and they have won 3 matches already, and they are off to a great start in a slight rain delay. Thanks for joining us. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu until next week. To always tune in for the Raider Wrap right here at 10 o'clock. You're listening to 95.1, The One. Go Raiders!
Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, where the pavilion and patio are open 7 days a week. Join us for food, fun, and camaraderie. Dining here is definitely worth a short drive. Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club has become much more than hunting and clay targets. From pointers and horses to weddings, banquets, dinner and drinks, the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is truly one of the premier sporting facilities in the world. For information on everything from shooting sporties to patio dining and takeout menu from the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, check out horseandhunt.com.